Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. We'll go to Dave McCormick, who's making quite some strides. It's very, very close against Bob Casey Jr. If we win Pennsylvania, the Senate, I think, is easily going to be in Republican hands. And it's all about how many Republicans you can get in there to assure that you can get some things done. So we'll talk with him momentarily. Let me go to Gary in Newtown to get us started on the side question. Gary, good afternoon. What's something that's almost perfect, but you see adding made it even better?
Well, I'll just say this. I've been scolded in the past for bringing in something biblical, but I'm just going to go and say bro, or I'm going to say Daisy, or I'm going to say Colleen. Our wives make us better.
Without a doubt, playing to the crowd. How could we resist on that? Getting the female vote right here, killing the rest of us with that.
Was Gary saying he was already perfect? And
yeah, that's right. Well, we're close to it. All right, Gary, that's a good one. Our wives, absolutely. You know, things pretty, but married life better. We could add to it in that manner. Okay, Steve Keeley yesterday was on a roll, even for Steve Keeley. First of all, he had footage of this clown out in Norristown. You got to see this guy puffed up with a hoodie on, who allegedly dressed up as a banana when they were riding wildly through Philadelphia. Remember that a few weekends ago?
Banana boy.
And he's cursing at everybody. You know, I wish the cops had more impolitely put him into the vehicle. He's just going after the news media there. The other,
I always love when the gut's hanging out too.
Oh God, yes. We're rolling up here with this guy. And the other is he was on top of this Northeast Philadelphia story where this Russian emigre, Evgeny Sadyrsamov, is arrested and charged for manufacturing enough explosive devices in a makeshift laboratory at the Mayfair. Here's Mayfair again home that would have blown up the entire block. Here's the Larry Krasner connection. This guy a few years back had done something not of this scope, and the Krasner people recommended parole. No word on if he's here legally or not. So imagine you're in a nice neighborhood or trying to maintain its base like Mayfair. You have this guy on parole after he's done something like this before. Now he goes bigger. Apparently there was some smoke coming from somewhere there. And the police and even the DA's office said, yeah, we charge him. He has enough to blow up the entire block. Keeley, right on the scene, second to none at Fox 29. All right, Dave McCormick is fresh off. Well, I don't know if you're fresh off a debate with, it's like a rope-a-dope with Bob Casey Jr. I remember the 2006 debate with Rick Santorum. DJ and I are watching it. We both agreed if it were a prize fight, they would have stopped it in the first 30 seconds. That's how much Santorum was taking him apart. Doesn't seem to matter, though. All he has to do is say his name.
You know, one of the raps on you, certainly encouraged by the senator, is that you're lazy, essentially resting on the laurels of your great father's good work.
2006.
And handpicked by National Democrats to run for this particular office. As you know, the Philadelphia Inquirer did document days missed from Harrisburg. And it seems to some that you're not as active or visible on the campaign trail as the senator is or hit the talk shows like he does. Now, I know you'll reject this characterization, but how about some specifics? Isn't there more than a grain of truth in what the senator says?
I don't think there is.
That was when he was running against Rick Santorum, and he was Auditor General, not showing up in Harrisburg. He's got the KC name. Now, you would think these people have died off long ago. Are they still enough of them out there? Do they think they're voting for the father, the last good Democrat, arguably? What's it like to be in the ring with Bob Casey Jr.? Dave McCormick has come through debate one. With him also is Alaskan Senator Dan Sullivan. We'll ask him about energy. I mean, there's one of the capitals of energy. Let's go to Dave McCormick, who's come through this crucible. Hey, Dave, I'm going to be able to tell in your voice you're probably pretty tired.
Isn't
out debating
Casey. Isn't
there
more than a grain of truth in what the senator says?
Hey, Dom, how you doing? Good to be with you.
Good, good. So what was the takeaway from you, the specific moment with Bob Casey from this debate?
Well, I think what you see over and over again is a campaign that's entirely focused on attacking me. So here you got a guy that's been in elected office for 30 years, the Senate for 18, and he has no record to run on. And even worse, he's at the scene of the crime for all these problems, the sky-high inflation from reckless spending, the war on fossil fuels, the wide-open border that's, creating the fentanyl crisis and all sorts of problems in our great Commonwealth. So I think you just saw evidence of that. And, my sense is that no matter what the question is about Bob Casey's vision, what he's accomplished, the answer is going to be attack Dave McCormick. And his attacks are not only anti-business, they're anti-success. And so I felt great about the debate because I think that people look at me as a seventh-generation Pennsylvanian, someone who's been a business guy, someone who's an outsider, but someone who served, went to West Point, served his country in combat with the 82nd Airborne Division, had a life of service, 13 years of public service, military service and public service, which, I'm not going to take a sermons from anybody about my love of country and my commitment to our great Commonwealth. So I think it showed his absolute lack of accomplishment and his lack of getting anything done as a senator and a rubber stamp for the liberal agenda of Biden-Harris and Harris-Walz.
I give him credit for one thing, though. He's been helpful to Democrats. Look, we know what caused inflation. We know how it's diminishing the average American middle class and slightly up at the grocery store. Casey at least gave them something where we got to go down this rabbit hole with him. And I want to know in the debate what you did, and that is greedflation, shrinkflation, corporate America. Last week, Madeline Dean put out a directive saying Cocoa Puffs used to be, I think it was 19.3 ounces, and now it's only 18.7, and they're killing us with this. Did it come up, and what did Dave McCormick say to him about that?
Yeah, it came up, and I call it Bobflation because it's the direct result of $5 trillion of new spending. And, you can't run away from it. At the time, liberal economists like Larry Summers, who was the Treasury Secretary for Obama, the San Francisco Federal Reserve, they all said if you spend $5 trillion of new money, it's going to drive up prices. And these price increases are killing working families, Dom. 60% of Pennsylvanians live paycheck to paycheck. Groceries are 20% more. Rents are 22% more. Electricity, 35% more. Fuel, 50% more. The cause of it's too much spending and a war on fossil fuels. And Pennsylvanians know that. And this is an effort to make the waters murky. So Bob Casey doesn't get held accountable for these disastrous policies. And listen to what Kamala Harris says we should do, and Bob Casey says we should do. Their answer is three things: $2 trillion more of spending, which is going to drive up inflation further; a tax increase on the middle class. So if they reverse the Trump tax cuts, a family of making $50,000 a year has a tax increase of $2,500. And they want to have Venezuelan-like price controls, which will have the government, the government that can't get its stuff down to the tragedy in North Carolina and Georgia, that same government's going to set prices in the grocery store for Cocoa Puffs. This is a disastrous socialist economic policy that's destroying our economy, which is based on free enterprise. Bob Casey is not taking accountability for it. I think people know it. I honestly do. I don't think this is sticking.
Summer Lee, not somebody the average listener, now they're sharp. They may have heard the name, et cetera. Casey has endorsed, will not move off that. And she's probably to the left of Bernie Sanders with one added dollop. She, to me, is a stone-cold anti-Semite. And you would
think... No doubt about it.
So what do you offer up? What did you say in the debate about Casey continuing that endorsement? I don't think it's anybody that Josh Shapiro would endorse, for example. What's the evidence of that? What has she been involved in that people ought to know, Dave?
Well, you know, first of all, Bob Casey is in typical career politician fashion, wants to have it both ways. He wants to say he stands with Israel, he's strong on anti-Semitism, and he simultaneously voted for the Iran deal in 2015, which gave $100 billion to fund Hamas and Hezbollah and everything else. He endorsed Summer Lee, who's an avowed anti-Semite, and has said a number of horrible anti-Semitic things and refuses to acknowledge the right of Israel to exist. And you know, probably the worst anti-Semite in the Congress and in the Democratic Party. And then he has this anti-Semitism bill that he's co-sponsored in the Senate, which is a good bill. It clarifies the definition of anti-Semitism, but they don't actually want to bring it to a vote. So he wants to be able to say he's co-sponsored the bill, but Bob Casey and Chuck Schumer don't want to bring that anti-Semitism vote to the Senate because they don't want to rile up the radical left part of their party, the anti-Semitic part of their party. So this is the opposite of leadership. We need to stand strong with Israel. We need to stand strong against anti-Semitism. We need to fire weak leaders like Liz McGill, which Bob Casey also didn't say we should do. And he's just been weak on these issues when we need strength.
We also have with you Alaskan Senator Dan Sullivan. I've heard his name over the years, Dave. Can we talk with Dan Sullivan?
Yes, sir. He's one of the great ones. A Marine, just retired as a full colonel, a great Armed Services Committee, Veterans Affairs Committee, one of the great leaders in our country on energy policy and a good friend. So I'm glad to have him with me today.
So we have with us Colonel Dan Sullivan. Sorry, Jimmy Matthews. It is Colonel Dan Sullivan with us. You always keep that rank. Pleasure to have you on the show, Senator. And
it's great to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
I've been to Alaska, and I know when I was there, you don't have to go too far to see what a giant it is when it comes to energy. Pennsylvania is sitting on lakes of natural gas, kind of like Saudi Arabia. Yet we have progressives, so you've seen this in the Senate too, that don't want us to be able to use that.
Yeah, look, this is such an important issue, not just for Pennsylvania or Alaska, but for America. And by the way, I'm super honored to be out campaigning with my good friend Dave McCormick. He and I have been friends for almost 20 years. So I've known this great American for many, many years. We served in the Bush administration together, and he is going to make a great U.S. senator. But let me talk about the energy issues, because one thing here in Pennsylvania, that when you're on the ground campaigning around the state, you feel that energy of energy. And think about it. American energy is such a strategic advantage for our country in terms of jobs. You guys are seeing it here in terms of national security when we're energy independent. You are a stronger nation, and even in terms of the environment, right? When you produce incredible amounts of natural gas and can export that around the world and have your own citizens use it, that helps clean the air. So what's the message? I'm going to just mention to Pennsylvania a warning, and here's the warning. The National Democrats, Biden, Harris, all the Democrats in the U.S. Senate are fully anti-American energy. How do I know it? Because unfortunately, my great state, the great state of Alaska, is ground zero for all their policies that are driven by far-left radical environmental groups. In my state, Biden-Harris, in 3.5 years, get this, have issued 67 executive orders and executive actions singularly focused on shutting down Alaska's energy, mining, timber. 67,
wow.
Guys. I fight this as a U.S. senator every single day. And this could be, You know, unfortunately, if Harris gets elected, if the Democrats continue to control the Senate, this will be Pennsylvania's future, when the future on energy should be so bright in this state.
Without a
it's
doubt.
It's amazing.
Without a doubt. It's an honor to have you on, Senator. Thank you. And again, we're big fans of Dave McCormick, too. I wanted to get him on one more time to tell people where they can go to find all things McCormick.
Yes, sir. Dave McCormick, PA.com. And we're barnstorming across the state. We got 26 days. Feels great, Don. But the key, we got to get people out to vote. And the people that are on the fence, we got to tip them over and talk about a real choice between strength and weakness and between common sense policies and a radical liberal agenda under Kamala Harris and Bob Casey. And I'm excited. I'm honored to be the nominee, and I think I'm going to win, but only if we can get people out to vote. So thank you for your great support.
Well, thank you, Dave, as always. Thanks to Senator Dan Sullivan, too. McCormick and Sullivan here on Talk Radio 1210.
Sounds like a
that
law
race,
firm.
Yeah, that race is razor close and closing. And again, it's like Joe Frazier still being on the election rolls. How does Bob Casey roll on? And he does. I don't remember any name in the state that has had that kind of magic, and particularly that Scranton corridor and the whole thing. It's hard to imagine they think, oh, his father, I still remember him. I got to vote for Bob Casey. What do I know about it? Doesn't matter. That's basically it. That and whatever Democrats are just going to vote for Democrats. All right, phone lines.
There was a mention by Trump of Bob.
If you want
to hear that real
that's
quick.
Okay. That's okay. I
got you.
Yeah, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Hit us on the side question. We'll get that coming up. A little bit later on, we're going to speak with our guy in North Carolina, Nick Sorter, who's on the ground. Are things getting better? All this back and forth with FEMA, Democrats saying Trump is getting people killed because they won't accept help. My God. And look at how DeSantis is running this hurricane in Florida. He's unbelievable. Now, I get it. He's charisma challenged. All the stuff that went on in the campaign, he made a big mistake when it came to abortion, the six-week ban. DeSantis in the spotlight again. Look how he's handling Kamala Harris here, too. You see, I still think DeSantis, could he get through a primary, though? I don't know. Has a lot of the future of the Republican Party post the Trump years coming up, post four more years of Trump. The guy would take apart the progressive agenda. Now, he was lacking during the campaign in some things, but as far as getting things done, you can see it. Look at the hurricane. Look at how he's pushing FEMA out of the way. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. All right.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dom time, 855-839-1210. You know, we've talked about the van, the ice cream truck-like van that Montgomery County is using. $143,000 it cost. And my friends over at the Delaware Valley Journal have a big piece on it today, saying that this has ballot harvesting written all over it. It's uncertain whether it's legal or not. Well, Republicans have to jump in there and go ahead and sue them on this, try to stop them. And apparently the argument is, of course, it's going to areas that are more Democrat than Republican areas. That's exactly what they're going to do. A guy running, his name is Rooney, running for the House there, says the county has dispensed with guards at drop boxes, which it previously agreed to because of an Upper Dublin incident where a woman was seen stuffing multiple ballots into a drop box. Now, that was a nursing home situation, and we still haven't gotten it clarified. Can this woman strike again? I believe she had like 400 ballots. How do we know these people voting in nursing homes were not just pushed into this by the people in the nursing home? And then we drop off 400 ballots in a drop box? No. You're not allowed to do that. She doesn't get a special dispensation. So what they have to do in Montgomery County, the Tom DeBell has been on the show. You have to sue here. Go after them on this. And Montgomery County thinks it's worthwhile to spend $143,000 on a Mr. Softy truck to be out there engaging in stuff that is at best questionable. And then tell us, shut up and don't raise any issues about the elections. Now, I've been clear on that. We don't want to be saying wild stuff. We want to go after them on every reasonable thing. If election law says that, we want to hold them to that, the black letter of the law. I don't care how small the issue is, that's what we want to do. It's the law, that's what you do. So tomorrow, Al Schmidt will be on, thanks to Dan and Henry. Took a while to get him on, the Secretary of State, the man who is running this election. And I think he's going to tell you, as I think he told me the other day, he's predicting it will be at least 2 or 3 days. He seems to be erring on the side of 3 days before we have the election result for Pennsylvania. You think the whole country is going to be sitting here? Now, I don't know how long it's going to take in Georgia. There's going to be issues there, but Trump's going to win Georgia and North Carolina. It all comes down to Pennsylvania. If Trump wins Michigan, I will be shocked that night. I'll call the election right there. I don't see it. If he wins Wisconsin, I would be less shocked, but I don't see it. I think he's going to win Arizona and Georgia, North Carolina. So that adds up. We're right there. It comes down to us. And that's going to be the tell. Picture those 2 or 3 days, what talk radio will be like, waiting for that result. All right, let me go to Robert and Ben Salem, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. I wanted to talk real quick about the campaign signs, okay?
Yes.
I'm driving around Lower Bucks, and man, there is at least 10 Trump signs for every Harris sign I see out here. I've never seen this big of a disparity between the two parties in an election. But I saw one that indicates there might be a third possibility emerging here, Dom. It's a big campaign poster, and I'm driving past it. It's royal blue. It's got white stars around the border. It looks very official. And inside it says, "Presidents are important, but Wu-Tang is forever." And I could not stop laughing when I saw that. And it's not just one place. I saw one in Southampton, and I saw one in Bristol, too.
Okay.
So I think we have an emerging political movement going on here.
Exactly.
My kids loved it, by the way.
Well, look, you know, these outward signs of Trump, be it the cookies, the yard signs, the rallies, they're going to be there. The only thing I'd say is people have to show up and vote or mail in ballot. You know, particularly these people that go to rallies, Robert, they're kind of suspect that they're going to do that.
But it is a good harbinger of what's
to come. Oh, it is. I mean, there's been nothing like this. The cookies are a perfect example.
Now, I'm embarrassed that I did not have an answer for this question that I sent in. I think it was because I was a little keener on the other suggestion.
Yes.
But Steve Austin was a test pilot and an astronaut. In every way, he was perfect physically and mentally. You have to be very intelligent to be an astronaut. He gets into the accident. They pour $6 million into him, which in today's money would probably be $6 billion, and they produce a superhero. So you had something that was perfect and something that was made better. I don't know if it's a winner, but it's all I got right now, and I love the show, and you guys have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you again publicly for triggering this question with your commentary on Henry. Definitely.
No problem.
Thank you, Robert.
Henry's funny, yeah. Have a good one. Thank you, Robert.
Let's go to, Jimmy Matthews.
Hey.
Colonel Jimmy Matthews here. Or is he a colonel?
Former colonel.
Former Colonel Jimmy Matthews. Former Jimmy Matthews in Bluebell. Formerly in Bluebell. Hey, Jimmy.
How are you guys doing?
Good. We love having you on the show. I need you to get to the bottom. That Bluebell Inn, I need the recipe of how they make those pancakes that
thing. You got it.
Thank you very much.
No pancake law from Jimmy.
I heard my name.
Yeah, the guy I called Colonel was thinking, who's this Jimmy Matthews guy?
Well, I just wanted to clear up. Is the president in the studio today?
No, he's not. He's out on the campaign trail, President Trump.
But this raises a really good point about grammar, yep. Jimmy, because yep. here we are. We're talking to a colonel who's no longer actively, like, out right. there, you know, over in the Middle East or anything, but we still call him colonel, right? He's not former.
Absolutely,
he's not
call him colonel.
Yeah, he's not former colonel.
Absolutely.
So no, a title that President Trump earned, Jimmy, a title that President Trump earned was president, so he should be President Trump.
Absolutely is called colonel. And even a Marine, once a Marine, always a Marine. But what I'm saying is the president's not physically in the building, so you call him former President Trump.
Let me ask you,
Jimmy. We should then call former Colonel.
Okay, just a philosophical question. Isn't it a more pleasant, a nicer world to give people titles, a title they earned, even if they're not currently in that? Isn't that a nicer, genteel kind of world?
Absolutely, but it takes away from the president, his currently president, President Biden.
How does it?
How does it?
Yeah.
You're calling somebody who is not the current president, president.
I will offer further evidence to go against Jimmy here. Just yesterday, we had some great audio from Mayor Jim Kenney speaking at the Kamala Harris event. And throughout the segment, if I remember correctly, Dom was referring to him as not former Mayor Jim Kenney, but Mayor Jim Kenney. I don't think that diminishes.
Absolutely, you call him Mayor Kenney. Absolutely, you're talking to him in his presence. If the president were to walk in at President
he wasn't here physically.
He
wasn't
were
playing
here.
Back clips, similarly how we play like clips of President Trump.
Exactly.
If the former President Trump walked into the building with you today, you would say, President Trump.
All right, thank you, Jimmy. I think we've got...
I think we win this one, Doug.
God, yes, former mayor. By the way, Jim Kenney, on that point, was asked, what was he doing in Scranton yesterday? He said the Harris people asked him, and he's willing to go anywhere to take more shots at President Trump. All right, Henry, there's your notice.
Oh, again, yeah.
Get him in here. Tell him, look, you can make the Harris case for an hour. We'll do an hour. All 3 hours. I know it won't last. There'll be, you know, the first 30 seconds or so. I said it at the over and under. But tell him, unlimited. Here's your chance to make the case for Harris against Trump. Tell him we'll give him the first 5 minutes. I will be in a straitjacket. I literally will bring a straitjacket in.
Hannibal Lecter.
And a muzzle. Yes. And look at him on YouTube here. And we could do it at a remote location. Oh, I don't know. We could. I think Greg would set it up. We could do it at a Wegmans, maybe in the wine aisle. We could talk wine. I know he's a white wine guy, another disability. But seriously, come here. You want to go any place to make the case for Harris. You're a mayor. I'm not. You ought to be able to make the case. Let's see what happens. All right, Steve Moore. The president's economist, president shouted out yesterday when talking about the economy in Scranton. He's got a brand new book out talking about the Trump economic miracle. Trump's got to talk about this in more detail to bring people back to those days. Steve Moore is next here. First, though, for years, I've talked about the health benefits of Rescue Natural Supplements after making their omega-3s part of my daily routine, as I told you for years. From supporting heart health to providing pain relief, they provide essential nutrients that impact your bodies in so many ways. Listen to this recent comment from Carol. She says, triglycerides are at an all-time low. It increased my well-being while joint pains and muscle aches have decreased too. People like Carol have trusted Rescue with their health goals, and now it's your turn. For a limited time, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any of the 7 Rescue Omega-3 choices. To get this special radio offer, all you have to do is call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or use the code online at res-q.com. res-q.com. Remember, use that code OMEGA50, OMEGA50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3. Absolutely free.
All we want to do, we want to bring wealth back to Pennsylvania. We want to bring wealth back to our country. We will have a 15% Made in America corporate tax rate. You know, I took it from 39% to 21%. Everyone said it couldn't be done. By the way, Steve Moore was a great guy. You know Steve Morris, great economist? He wrote a book, The Trump Miracle, and the book is number one book.
All right, he's with us now. The Trump Miracle, Economic Miracle, and the Plan to Unleash Prosperity Again. Stephen Moore joins us here on The Dom Show. Hey, Stephen, congratulations on the shout-out, the book, and welcome back to Philadelphia.
Thanks, Tom, for having me. And, boy, that was quite an honor to have the president do a shout-out like that. And by the way, it's an important book. I don't want to do any self-promotion here, but it's important because this is such an incredibly important election coming up. And it's critical that people know the real story of what happened with the economy under Trump and what happened with the economy under Biden and Harris. And, you know, the point of the book is really to just put out the evidence side by side. And by the way, this is the kind of book you could read in three nights. It's very short, snappy, but it lays out the evidence. And I don't want to ruin the ending for folks, but out of 22 major economic measurements that we make to decide how the economy is doing, Trump beats Biden-Harris on 20 of the 22. And in many cases, by a mile. So when you look at, you know, wages for workers, when you look at real take-home pay for workers, when you look at inflation rates, when you look at the price of groceries or the price of gasoline, when you look at small business conditions, when you look at the stock market, when you look at mortgage payments, all of these were much, much better under Trump than Biden and Harris. And people, you know, if you're going to vote your pocketbook, you know, I mean, there are a lot of reasons people vote for one candidate or another. But if you're voting your pocketbook and the sure. kitchen table issues, then Trump is by far the superior candidate.
Well, without a doubt. Now, I think the polling is fairly accurate on this. And just because it goes against what you and I would intuit, that Trump mm-hmm. is favored over Harris on the economy, but I'm taking a broad yes. number that I've seen. Then I have a theory why and where your help, I think, is needed with Trump's presentation, if I could, on this. She's maybe 7 or 8 points, 9 points behind on who handles the economy better, which right. ought to shock right. us because it's an obvious
Should
thing.
Should be 30 points.
Yeah.
Should be 30 points.
And a lot of people have a nostalgic sense. In other words, in our memory banks with Trump, they're not remembering chaos. They're mm-hmm. remembering just the things that you said. The only thing that they made some headway with is the tariff thing. They keep on calling it a sales, you know, and they're willing cohorts in the media. Yes. I think that, yes. What was it, Vance in the debate, or a couple of people, you may have been one, Stephen, that said they kept a lot of these and added to it. How do we get rid of the stigma of tariffs in the way that they're attacking it?
Well, first of all, I just for the record, I'm not a tariff guy. I'm a free okay. trade guy. But I think, you know, Trump, it's been a couple of things. One is, I bet 90% of your listeners will be surprised by this, but it happens to be true, that tariffs went up more when Biden was president than when Trump was
right.
president. Did you know that?
So I did not.
For them to say, you know, so they love tariffs, and tariffs are taxes. There's no question about it. Now, what I saw, because I worked with Trump in his first term, and he used tariffs and the threat of tariffs as a weapon, as a negotiating tool to get other countries to do what was in America's interest, whether it was forcing mm-hmm. them. European countries to pay the dues, or whether right. it was the immigration, you know, getting Mexico to help on the, you know, the border in Mexico, all sorts of things, getting China to stop stealing our intellectual property. So Trump is a master negotiator. I mean, he wrote the book, right? The Art
right.
of the Deal.
Right.
The second point I would make on this is that, you know, if you have to look at the whole package, if they're talking about a national sales tax, who is the president who put in place a 20% national sales tax? It wasn't Trump. It was Biden. And mm-hmm. why do I say that? Because inflation is
right.
a tax.
Exactly.
So every time, ladies and gentlemen, you go to the grocery store, you are paying the 20% grocery store tax that Biden imposed. Every time you go to the gas pump, you're paying a 35% tax because of Biden's energy policies. Every time you pay your mortgage, you know, I love this. Biden saying, Kamala saying, well, we're going to give people a down payment assistance. You know that under Biden and Harris, the average mortgage payment for a median house, value home, that has increased by 75%.
Stephen, here's the point. I'm going through you.
$1,200 more per month.
I'm going through you to stoke you up even more when you're talking to Trump to get him to drill down. Everything you just said is the way that I would approach it there, too, particularly it's a leverage here. He's telling John Deere or he's telling the Chinese, and you're not going to get away with it. That's the way. And that resonates. Remember in 2016, he did it with a company that was brutal in how they fired people. I don't know, it was Carrier or somebody like that. And he said, first day, I'm going right after them for what they've done there. Mm-hmm. People like that. But somehow or another, with the media, they've been able to worm onto just the taxation part of this.
Yeah, and look, Trump was in that. We did the big tax cut. It's Kamala that wants to raise $5 trillion of taxes, folks. Now, you know, that's just going to be rich people. Do you really believe that they're going to get $5 trillion out of rich people? I mean, rich people aren't stupid. They're going to find ways around getting those taxes, but they're going to come right after the middle class. They always do. I mean, do you know the story that when they first introduced the income tax in, I think it was 1916, one of the biggest mistakes this country ever made, but at that time, the people who supported the income tax said, don't worry, it's only rich people who are going to pay the income tax.
Yep.
Right? They always say that, right? They always say that.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think your book takes us back to it. It gives heft to this. But in my mind, Stephen, people remember the Trump years as pretty good. The grocery store, for example.
They were good.
Yeah. So it's just closing the deal here on this whole thing that Harris shouldn't be anywhere in the ballpark.
Exactly. I mean, remember that if it had not been for COVID, Trump would have won a 40-state reelection landslide. Remember how good the economy was at the beginning of 2020? It was like the greatest boom ever. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night and saying, God, things are too good. Something's going to happen. I didn't know if it was going to be a meteor or a tornado, or I never suspected a virus. But that changed everything. And by the way, did you know, just as a statistic for people, more people died from COVID under Biden than Trump? Did you know that?
I would have guessed that. If you put me in a bet, I would have said yes. Yeah, ultimately. Yeah, because that's when it was worse. Steve, you spoke to the Bucks County GOP a couple of weeks ago from Tony on YouTube.
Oh,
very
so
encouraging.
Fun. Yeah.
Thanking you. And listeners should know, I've told you this many times, I was teaching. I go all the way back and saying, who is this guy? You were in that John Stossel piece, libertarian John Stossel piece, talking about it.
Yeah.
And your methodology of taking that nugget and extrapolating is second to none. You just have to channel a little bit more in Trump. He's got it all right here. This should be on the economic thing. It ought to be the decider.
Well, thank you for saying that. By the way, it was just a wonderful time with the folks in Bucks County, and that's one of the most critical counties in the country right now. I don't want to put too much pressure on my friends there, but, you know, these are people who are going to be the ones who are knocking on the doors. People are doing the poll watching, making sure that there's not fraud. I want everybody to, vote who's eligible to vote, but every time an illegal immigrant or someone votes twice, they're stealing your vote. It's that simple.
Yep, without a doubt. How many books for you now, Stephen?
Sorry?
How many books? What book is this? The book you've written. Yes. How many?
I've probably written 6 books. This one I did, by the way, with the most famous economist in the world, Arthur Laffer, who really goes back. He did Margaret Thatcher's tax plan. He did Ronald Reagan's tax plan. He did Donald Trump's tax plan. He's been all over the world as the Pied Piper for the benefits of lowering taxes to make an economy grow faster and to create more jobs. And it's worked every time. And Kamala Harris, meanwhile, I mean, look, here, I'm going to leave you with this, Dom, because I know you got a busy afternoon. There has never been a time in the history of the world when a country got rich by raising taxes.
Exactly.
You just can't do it. It never works. So don't just please, folks, don't believe her when she says, oh, it's only going to be the top 1%. There, you could take every single penny from, you know, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and LeBron James and all those people, and you still wouldn't be able to balance the budget. They're coming after you.
Absolutely. The book, The Trump Economic Miracle and the Plan to Unleash Prosperity Again. Stephen, thank you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, let's do this one more time before the election.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're writing it down right now.
It's so crucial.
You get with Trump. I'll take care of the listeners. You put it in Trump's ears exactly the stuff you said today. Thank you, Stephen.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Here's the point I make. Look, I only care about one thing, winning. And Trump has a better argument than he's making when it comes to the economy. Yes, he's funny. He's great in the rallies. And people have a vague, nostalgic remembrance of the Trump economy and what it was like. Stephen Moore's got to get just a couple more nuggets in there to say over and over and over again to move people to say, yeah, that's exactly right. How in the world is she anywhere near on the economic aspect? Because some people are buying what the media tells you day and night, that if Trump is elected and puts these taxes, they call it tariffs, in here, then we're all going to pay $4,000 more a year and all that nonsense. It's nonsense. He uses it as a club to get better behavior. That's what he does with it. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Jump on board on the side question too. Hey, my friends at Martin Water Conditioning are celebrating their 51st year with their annual anniversary sale. Now through the end of October, save on better water for your entire family. We've enjoyed crystal clear drinking water in our home for years thanks to Martin Water Conditioning, and this is a great opportunity for you to do the same. The Martin Water Conditioning family is incredible to work with. They are immaculate what they do when they come into your house. And then the grand reveal when they show you the impurities taken out of your water. They get thrilled every time because they know they're bringing you something that's going to be great for you and your family. You can save up to $500 on select systems for your home. You want to improve your drinking water? Martin is offering $100 off Kinetico's K5 reverse osmosis system. If you purchased a water softener, you may be eligible for a free Kinex salt monitor, which is worth over $150. Special 18 and 48-month financing is available to those who qualify. Save now through the end of October. Don't miss out. These sales are mutually exclusive and will not last long. Visit martinwater.com. That's martinwater.com. Get that free water test today. martinwater.com. All right, Dom Giordano's show. You know, as we take a look at the hurricanes, both in North Carolina and in Florida, a lot of concern about electric vehicle fires. John Fun, writing at the National Review today, says more than 1 million cars were stolen in the U.S. last year, an all-time record. The least vulnerable to theft were electric vehicles. Thieves apparently don't think they're worth stealing, despite the subsidies, mandates, government propaganda that extols them. And he goes on to talk about how minuscule those electric vehicles are, the theft rate. Only 7.1% of the new car markets consist of electric vehicles, as many Americans cannot afford them conveniently or charge in EVs, as the National Automobile Association. Thieves and consumers have diametrically opposed interests when it comes to car thefts, but they seem completely in agreement that old-fashioned gas-powered cars are still the way to go. Yeah, they're thinking, I'm a thief. I get this. I got to be worried. I'm going to run out of electricity. Ben Affleck broke down the other day, and I think it was an electric vehicle on the side of the highway. I saw footage of it. Not that I wish that on anyone, because he was with his son, but maybe with Affleck. It's just something that they're going to keep on pounding away at, but is never really going to take off. And the fires, apparently, you know, when you realize what you're dealing with here, are enormous. You're seeing that play out during the hurricanes. Now, we're going to talk with our guy on the ground briefly, Nick Sorter, independent journalist. You've heard him on with me a lot from East Palestine originally. What's the latest in North Carolina? Democrats in the Praetorian Guard in the media have been trying to fend off Republicans, saying that, it's pretty clear that FEMA is well-funded, but a lot of those funds were sluiced off to illegal immigrants. Two, they weren't exactly on top of things, moving mountains to get to people early on. These were a lot of activists. redneck, you know, Air Force and all this stuff. They did admit to yesterday to having a helicopter go out over top of where their supplies were. We've all seen that video. A lot of people have seen that video kind of disrupting them. So North Carolina, the takeaway is if those people are going to be voting for a candidate who's a candidate of big government and Kamala Harris, we'll be surprised. The only issue is, can they get to the polls? Can they do mail-in balloting? There's still time, but that's kind of the great unknown to see how it plays out. All right, so we got Dom's Money Melody. We'll talk with Nick Sorter here. And a couple of things. Can you imagine it's such a big issue in New York? I'll give you the details. That there will be, I don't like school walkouts, you know, but there will be a school walkout across the New York high school students, statewide walkout to protest trans athletes in girls' sports. Being organized now, New York Post reports. I'll give you the details on that. And this is an issue where it's got a poll, 80 to 95% of people saying, yeah, let's cut this stuff out. Republicans just have to do a better job at cataloging it, making the case on this. Here's how you get in, though, in the side question. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is just push pound 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.